विष्णु पदाय आचार्य सिंह फिर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रध्यान केशवैति नामिने अतिमर्थ चरित्राय श्वासितानंद पारिने जीव दुखे सदा पाय नाम प्रेम प्रदाय वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तुलाये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जिजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वो विनिन्दुः मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति देव्याय राधे तन्नय माम शरणं व्रज। माई हार्टली माई In the lotus feet of my Gurudev, Om Vishnu Parashi Srimad Bhakti Prajnana Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and so many humble Dandat Pranam, in the lotus of my Sikha Guru, Om Vishnu Parashi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I think that we should treat all likewise. I think that I have told so many Harikathas, beginning in Canada, Vancouver.
First in Ireland.
And after that, California, Los Angeles, Vegas, and Houston, and after that, Alaska. I have finished my all Harikatha. I have nothing to tell more. Oh, everything is empty. What should I tell? I was thinking, what news should I tell? I saw that there is nothing to tell. Same wine in
new bottle.
The same wine in new bottle I should distribute, because I see most of the devotees are from Bihar, from Los Angeles, from here and there, Alaska. Those who are there, like Guru Maharaj is or you also, wife of Prabhu, and all, I see, the same shrota.
Same audience.
So I'm thinking, but very new faces are here, very new. But very few. So I should tell the old Harikatha, that same slope, but new and new, so many meanings may come. So don't. Yes. In the beginning of Iron Age, this Kali Age, all the races of India, almost all the races, they are assembled as Naimisharanya. And Sut Goswami was there, old Sut Goswami, the disciple of Sukadeva Goswami. That Sut Goswami was there. And he had heard the Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam, from Sut Goswami Maharaj in the Council of Parikshit Maharaj. Here, all the rishis are doing pranam to Krishna. Janamadasya jata anmayadi tarutasya abhigya swarata tene brahmaridaya jyad kave muhyanta surya tejo varmina jatha vinmayo jat isargo amrisha dhamna svayena nirasya kuhukam satsam parma dharma prajyat kaitavo atra parma nirmat saranam satam vedyam vastavam Bhastam matra bhastu shivadam tatrayam Srimad-Bhagavate Mahamuni kate kimba parayeshvara Shaddhavarudhate atra pitade susrita Nigamakalpataruvalitam phalam sukamukhadam vidravasam Ivat bhagavatam rasmalayam muroho rishika After that, doing it now. By Mangala Charanam, Sut Goswami is doing pranam. Sukadeva Goswami also beginning doing pranam. And also Vyasadeva is doing pranam. Thus in Mangalacharan by various ways. Even Narada is also doing pranam. And Sanat Sanandan Sanat Kumar also. And our Guru Brahma also. Because it has come from them in this world. So all. But here Sut Goswami is. So from whom this world has been created. From whom it is nourished and supported. And in the end in which it will all go. He is expert in all arthesu. Anvaya and Adi, Gatire. You know, Krishna has three powers. Sit Shakti, Ye Shakti, Maya. He is telling that from whom? Jiva-shakti, in whom this Maya-shakti is Jiva-shakti?
Jiva-jagat.
Oh. All shakti, transcendental powers are there. Chit-shakti, para-shakti, ladini-shakti, sambhidhya-ladini. So from Chit-shakti, everything in transcendental world has come out. Come out means here, but transferred. The Shakti is transferred in all. And from Jiva Shakti, all Jivas were liberated or Maya Bhagya, all. And from Maya Shakti, all this universe has come. But there is something else, Vyatire. The Jeev who are really transcendental part of Krishna. They cannot come in this Maya Jagat, material world. But by the influence of Maya, Aghatan Ghatan Patiyasi Shakti, that
the potency that can make the impossible possible.
So it made that jiva transcendental part, partial. But he is influenced by this Maya. And he thinks that I am this body, and thinking that, oh, this world is mine. Very strange and wonderful thing. And how he knows that you can come out of this Maya, abhigya, in all. Tene brahma rida jad kave. He was inspired. The Adikavi Brahma. So many tattva, Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, and all tattva in this tattva. All the Suraya, all liberated, even rishis and maharshis, are Mohiyanti.
But
he inspired. Also he inspired in the heart of Brahma to express Srimad Bhagavatam. Adikave Sukadeva Goswami is Adikave. Inspired in his heart to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam and speak Bhagavatam. Like this, there are so many, not only, so many meanings of this issue. We have no time, and also the subject is so high that a very rare can understand. So here, our subject is something else, so I am not telling all this. Tejo bar midan jatha jatra banimayo tishar go amrisha dhamna sain sar sadani rastu kuhukam satyam. Tejo bar midan jatra banimayo, like in sun rays, sometimes anyone can think that, oh, here is water, but really no water.
Mirage.
That is?
Mirage.
Like Nigra Krishna. But it seems Bari, what? Sometimes. Water is condensed in birth,
ice,
and it becomes hard.
Solid.
I'm not hearing that.
Solid.
And it will throw it out. Your head can be broken. Sometimes you have heard that when Duryodhan came in the court, council of Maharaj Yudhishthira, where there was solid, he saw water. And where water, he thought that is solid. It may be like that. So, yatra binyamayo tisargo amrisha. This world is not real. But even by the Maya of Krishna. It seems that it is true by his Maya. But the dham of Krishna, like Vrindavan and Kulo Vrindavan and this Vrindavan also. Dhamna Svaini Sada Niras Takuhukam. Oh, that is transcendental. Always with his Swarup Shakti and the Vilasa of his Swarup Shakti, Parashakti, where he plays with them, all the gopis and gopis, Satyam Paramadhimahi. Paramasatyam, all that Dham and Krishna, his power and everything, and Dhimani, and meditating. So after doing pranam, all there is there. They began to tell to Sut Goswami. Prayena alpaya isha, sabya klasmin juge jana, manda asumanda matayo, manda bhagya upatrita. Prayena alpaya isha, what meaning? Prayena alpaya isha,
age of Kali, Prayana Alpa Ayasa Sabya, all the populace of the world, their lifespan is very short.
You should think that you are in this yuk, irony. Kali, Kalaham Lati, quarrel brings this Kali, without any reason, among husband and wife, especially. If they are married today, second day, oh, so many problems will come. And they will try to divorce next day. Third day they will make divorce. Fourth day new. Fifth day again new. Fifth day more new. So many. With husband, oh, with father and mother, sons and daughters quarreling. Oh, with what?
Gun.
So many problems.
In this age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome. They are lazy. They are misguided. They are unlucky. They have no sukriti. And above all, their minds are always disturbed by unlimited problems. These are the symptoms of the residents, the populace in this age of Kali.
So, very big problem. Especially those who are sadhu. Oh, all will be against them. And those who are asadhu, not pure devotee, and they are right, Kali Yuga will make them unhappy. And he can send Kali Yuga, Kansa, Duryodhan, Shishupal, Dantapakka, Kaljavan, Jarasandha, all these demons, and go and attack them. That is. Oh, then Kali Yuga will come in any shape and he will inspire the disciple against Gurudev. Don't follow him. You should discover them anything else and make so many disciples. So Kali Yuga doing all this. Also, nowadays there is no substance in Harikatha. Because those who tell Harikatha, speak Harikatha, they are very greedy. They want money. If you give money, then they will tell Harikatha. They will tell that promise, how much money you will give.
for 7 days Harikatha. So, there is no saran substance in this katha also. And taking this money, they don't practice bhakti yoga. They support and nourish their own family, those who are lusty. Disciples also, with Gurudev, pure Gurudev, they will hear, but then they don't take all these harikatha here, they will be most lusty. They will come only to choose their husbands, new boyfriends. And some also, disciples, male, they will come to class for what? For all these. Or anyhow some business. And all the fifth places have become starless. Starless means? Why? Because a very bad person, lusty, quarrelsome, like monkey. Now they are in bhams everywhere, in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in Navadvip. They take eggs, meat and everything, drugs. So, fifth places also have become like zero. In this way, every fair, quarreling. Now we are here. We are hearing from these Kaliyas. Oh, please say, please tell us the Harikatha by hearing that. Atra sadho atra jat saran samudhri. You have heard so many from your Gurudev, from your Guru of your Guru, from so many devotees. You are also inspired by Baladev Prabhu, no? And by your Gurudev, Vyas and Narada and all you have heard. And you have read all the epics. So, O Sadhu, please tell us. Bruhina Sadda Dhanam Jainatma Prasam Prasidati. By which our soul can be clear, nirmal. And how it can be happy. Even by chanting name and hearing katha, we are not so happy. Why? Why? So many problems are here. We should try to hear like Parikshit Maharaj. We should try to hear it like Narada Rishi and Bhakti Devi from the mouth of four Kumars. Like Dhundhakari. We should hear from, like Dhundhakari heard from Gokarna. We should try to hear like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should try to hear like Mahaprabhu heard from Raya Rama. So these are the things. And all ignorance will go, lust will come. And Krishna Bhakti will come in our heart and then we can be happy. Some procedure. And that is why he is telling Sut Goswami hearing. He became very happy. And then tell. So, Sabai Punsang Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Radhak Khaje Ahet Tukka Pratihata Jatma Samprasi. What is the meaning? Otherwise, in this world, only some persons are happy, those who are foolish, drunkard, and they have lost their
discrimination.
Discrimination. They can be happy. How? Taking serious drops fallen down on the
drain.
And dogs washing their mouth with hot water. And they were thinking, oh, I'm not of the whole world. Like me. So these foolish may be here. And others, oh, those who are realized soul by chanting and hearing pastimes of Krishna really. Those who have at least attained ruchi to hear Hari Katha, to utter Hari Naam, to chant Hari Naam. There are some traits that they can realize that they are happy. Otherwise, no third class of person are happy in this world. Oh, there must be, oh, that soul will be happy. Otherwise, never. You should try to hear and to practice like this. Don't engage your mind and soul and your all senses in what? Making money, and by that you want it to be. Never, never. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janate Asu Varagyam Jnanam Cha Jahadu. I have to come. If you are purely hearing, you are solving or true bhakti, sarup siddha bhakti, then pretty sure that bharatya and jnan are bound to come. Renunciation and all kinds of knowledge. Krishna tattva, maya tattva, ras tattva, bhakti tattva, radha tattva, all kinds of tattva ways, they come. They are bound to come, and renunciation also will come. Whether he is family life or he is renounced. But this renown will come. And if not coming, jnan and vairagya, then you should see that this is not pure bhakti, and there is something loophole in this bhakti. I have been misguided. So not true bhakti. A bhakti will come, surely. His two sons are bound to come, Dhyana and Vairagya. Surely and surely. Srinivatam Svakatha. Krishna Punya Savana Kirtanaha. Hadyam Sastru Yabhadrani Vidhano Suhit Satam. If you are hearing Hari Katha. From the mouth of high class of Vaishnava, Rasik and Tattavya, then Krishna will come in the form of Harikatha in your heart and clarify all kinds of doubt, ignorance, even aparad, offenses, everything. Very soon it will go away. Like a Sadbandhu, very bosom friend. And then Nasta Praveshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhakti Bhavati. And then Nasta Praveshu Abhadreshu Vata Abhadreshu. Abhadreshu means offenses, big, big offenses, and so many ignorance, doubt. Gradually they will go away. And it is hearing Bhagavatam, with Bhagavat, by the mouth of Bhagavat, but not his hearing from any of Bhagavat, who is not Bhagavat, really. He must be Bhagavat, Rasika and Satpati. Then by hearing Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhagavat Bhakti Bhavati Nesh, then Nashtiki Bhakti will come. Surely it comes. Vidyate Hridaye Ganti Chindante Sarva Sanshaya Chyante Chastya Karmani Dishte Vatmani Hridyate Hridaye Ganti. What is Hridaye Ganti? Hridaye Ganti is the granthi. Granthi means knot. Where is the knot? Oh, with the soul to Maya. This is not. To enjoy Maya. And this not is in Jeev plus Maya. This is a very first not. Very right now. If you want to lose it, it will be more important. So any expert like Nanda Baba, like Yashoda Maiya, who they can untie. A guru like this, Narada Goswami, can untie. Otherwise not. Then, please don't sleep. I know a medicine. Then I will have to apply. So please don't. I know very good medicine for this. I will tell you how you should stand up. And then all will laugh. So don't lose your time. Very good katha will come. Heresy. So, all the kabayo is your bhakti. The practice bhakti yoga. Vasudeva Bhagavati kurvanta atma prasena, and by that atma nidhi. Otherwise there is no any other third, second process to be had. If you are thinking that no suffering should come, you don't do any practice for bringing suffering, but yet old age will come. Yet you will have to die. You don't want. So if for any happiness you are don't practicing, even that will come. Like sorrow, suffering comes. So why to practice so much? For happiness? Oh, you should chant, remember. Hearing Harikatha. Her hear. So in the beginning, Sukadeva Goswami told a history, not history, upakshan to Rupa history, that once Vyasadeva divided Vedas into four, and he gave it to his disciples to practice. And he also manifested all Upanishads, so many Purans, Mahabharata, and in Mahabharata Gita was also all kinds of Purans. But still he was not feeling happiness. He was thinking that something lacking in my life. Why I am not satisfied? And in the meantime, Narada came. What happened after that? You remember all these things? Oh, you should be ready to speak.
Feeling compassion for the fallen unintelligent in Kali Yuga, he divided Veda into four, then subdivided into Brahma Veda, Upanishad Veda, that is the material aspects, the transcendental aspects, compiled and wrote Mahabharata, Upanishads, Puranas, and he also realized them. But still he wasn't satisfied, and he was wondering, why am I not satisfied? At that time, Narada came to him and said, he asked, "Oh Narada, you know everything. You can enter into the internal regions of everything and everyone, just like the air. So I know that you can answer my question, why I'm not satisfied." Narada plainly asked him, "You've written everything, but you have not written, or have you written, about the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, how Mother Yasoda twists Krishna's ear and binds him simply by the ropes of her hair. Have you written that?" Vyasadeva said, "No, I haven't. I haven't realized it, so how can I write it?" He's not like us now, that without any realization, we're writing and thinking that we're so great and we can make some name and fame from our writing. I haven't realized, so how can I write? So Narada said, then what have you written? You haven't written anything. Have you written about Ras Lila? How although there were billions of gopis in Ras dance, when Radharani left, Krishna left all of them and went to follow her? Have you written how he's bound by the love and affection of the gopis, particularly Radharani, and how he even paints his name on her feet so that his name, knowing that Nam and Nami are one, can always be, he can always be at the feet of Radharani? Have you written that? Vyasadeva said, no, how can I write that? So Narada said, then you haven't written anything, and that's why you're satisfied, you've done nothing. He ordered him.
So you have written for so many Dharma Shastra, Ved, Puran and all other things. And you have confused all. That is, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? You have not written. And that Personality of God has so much love and affection for all. You have not written. You have written that we are searching Krishna, our Personality of God, Supreme Lord. But he is searching us, you have not written. He is so much worried and he is weeping for his devotees. And he wants to serve all the devotees. You have not written all these things. You have confused them. That who is Supreme? Lord Shankar or Ganesh or Durga or who is Supreme? You have not clearly told. So all are in doubt. So you should confirm this, that who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he is ocean of rasa. And that Swamrani told. Then he practiced Bhakti Yoga, and very soon he realized all these things and he saw in trance all these three pastimes of Krishna. And then he wrote like Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he became happy. So, a guru is needed. A guru like Narada Goswami is needed. He is the original guru of in Satyayuga, like Valmiki. He is guru of Dhruva. He is Narada. Is guru of Prahlad. Oh, Pracheta. And so many. Not only one. So he is guru. And by his instruction following, all became happy. They realized soul and Krishna. Everyone. So, without a guru, you cannot be happy. And from beginning, if you want to be a guru, then you cannot be. Never and never. Try to follow strongly the teachings of you. You know, one thing. That Krishna was initiated in the boyhood, you know? Perhaps you don't know. Who initiated him? Rakshasa Shantidevi. Never. What? How he died? A Mayavadi. Never. He only taught him, the arts.
64 arts.
He was not guru. Bhaguri was his guru in Bhavari. Nand Baba. Yes. He took him. Nand Baba told that, you should be initiated with Bhaguri. And he gave mantra. What mantra he gave? Radha mantra. And at once having this mantra, Krishna became senseless. You have read in Jiva Dharma, Vijay Kumar and Bhajanath. When they received the diksha from his guru, they saw Krishna in mantra. You have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Mahaprabhu was initiated by his Gurudev, by Gopal mantra. And then How he became? Became mad. Each letter used to be, "O Krishna," very beautiful, and he used to run after to catch hold. But gradually they used to go back, and when he used to run, to quickly embrace, at once they used to be
disappeared,
and then beating and beating, rolling down on the earth. Oh, where you are, like this. And then he went to his Gurudev and told, "Oh Gurudev, what mantra you have given that I have become mad, totally mad?" Sometimes, singing, sometimes dancing, sometimes rolling on the earth. Then Gurudev embraced me and told, "Oh, this is the fruit, real fruit of this mantra. If one is not realizing, he is not perfect disciple. So now I am very much satisfied and very happy that a disciple like you have realized this mantra. Oh, you should all try to realize this." You know that when there in Braja, Krishna has no open end.
No sacred thread.
Oh, it is given in that sect, in a Vaishya, only at the time of marriage, before marriage. Then he will be, there are some rules and regulations for. So when he was initiated in Mathura by the priest of
Vasudeva Maharaj,
who was he?
Gargachari.
He wanted to change the mood of Krishna, that Krishna is son of Devaki and Vasudeva. So it was very essential to book this. So this is called sanskar. Without sanskar, it cannot be done, anything. So Vasudeva and all his Mathuravasi wanted to give a sanskar in Krishna, that Krishna and Baldev, that they should know that, they are son of Devaki and Vasudev, and he is from Mathura. He is not son of Nanda and Yashoda. So quickly they wanted, and they did it. At that time, Gargacharya was giving this second sacred thread to Krishna, Upanayan. And what he gave? That time, Brahma Gayatri. You know Brahma Gayatri? It is given to all those who are Brahmins, those who are Kshatriya, and those who are Vaishya. In India, even it is going on, but not like before. So he gets, and at once what he became? Krishna. At once he became saint again. Why? Oh, this mantra is of Radhika. Really, Brahma Gayatri. Gayatri is what gender?
Feminine gender?
Yes. Gayatri. Feminine gender. So the deity of this mantra is what? Feminine gender. Not animal, not Krishna, or not sun, not anything. You should know all these new things. No? You should note down in your heart forever, and it will help you so much. So he breaks Brahma Gayatri. So Brahma Gayatri means the Gayatri, the power of Brahma. Brahma Gayatri is called. Divided into three sections. And to whom meditate here? Dhimahi Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Dev means Supreme Lord, and his power is called Bharga. So who is he? Bharga of Krishna, the power of Krishna, attribute of Krishna, the Parashakti of Krishna, herself Radhika. So he should meditate. Dhiyo Jo Na Prachodayat.
Sanskrit was manifest as is. So here this mantra is for Radhika, and when Garga charged all, at once Krishna became
right.
The deity of this mantra came at once in his heart, and he saw Radhika and became friends. All thought, that became also more when he came in senses. Then Gargacha told, now you are initiated, and now you can go to your mother and mothers, father and fathers. So many mothers, and so many fathers also, all old person life. So you should go first to your mother and beg something after this. And when he told, oh, he was searching someone, mother, where is my mother, mother, mother. Devi was ready to give some, what?
All.
What all? So many mani mukta, jewels.
All from jewels.
But Krishna was searching. Oh, mother has promised me, Mother Yashoda, that he will fulfill your jhodi, that means this, with the jewel. Where is my mother? Mother, mother, and he again began.